Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
These players will not practice. Tyler Croft yesterday sustained a broken foot. He'll have surgery today. Cole Beasley will not practice. He and Mitch Morse both underwent surgery a few weeks ago, and they're working through getting healthy. Core muscle procedure. Russell Bodine still coming off the shoulder surgery. Frank Gore, foot and ankle that was sustained the end of last season. And then David Sills, he'll be limited with a hamstring sustained in rookie minicamp. Taron Johnson, Raphael Bush will be in red jerseys. And then Corey Carter, Corey Bajorquez, and Matt Milano are all full go. So with that, I'll open it up to your questions.
That sounds like a regular season disabled miss there. What happened with Croft?
Yeah, just, we were going through our drills yesterday, and we got word after practice that he had fractured his foot. So, listen, it's not ideal, availability is key, and but we trust our medical staff that and Tyler as well. He's a hardworking young man that he'll be back in due time and ready to go.
What is the expectation of the timetable of broken?
Yeah, we won't know for sure at this point. We've got some thoughts, but we're just going to let the process. It's early yet. We're going to let the process run its course right now.
And what's the can you expound on the Beasley and Morse situations? What exactly those are?
Yeah, just, they went through the that core muscle deal with the groin area, went to Philadelphia and saw Dr. Myers and had the procedure this offseason. And they're working back. They're hard at work, and our training staff has done a nice job with them. They've worked hard, and we'll get them back as soon as we can here.
Coach, I know it hasn't been announced by the team, but there's been a report that Jerry Hughes signed an extension. I would like to ask you, though, what you see in Jerry, what you've identified in your time here from Jerry, that would possibly want you guys to have him going forward.
Right. I knew Jerry just on film coming out of college at TCU, watched him as in his skill set as a pass rusher, and then when he transitioned from the Colts to here, and then getting to know him as a young man and watching him develop off the field, and then watching him trying to take his game to another level. I've enjoyed that. I've enjoyed being around Jerry, his family, and so we're excited about that. Obviously, it's not signed and done yet, but we are excited about it.
And Sean, just if you could put in perspective what Jerry just needs to this pass rush, because seven sacks last season wasn't an overwhelming number, even though it was a team. When you looked at him, he was consistently getting pressure. Where his game is entering year 10, just from your perspective?
Yeah, that's a fair question. When you just look at the stats, and you mentioned the number seven, if you pull up the tape, you watch the tape, and you know that we talk about sacks versus affecting the quarterback, everyone wants the sack numbers. Just as important at times is how many times you affect the quarterback, whether it's getting him off his spot, his vision, his arm, and the way the ball comes out. There were a number of those over the last couple of years since I've been around Jerry, and you know we value pass rushers. So, and the ability to affect the quarterback with the front four, he was a big piece of that last year. And our goal, and Jerry's goal as well, is that he'll continue to grow, improve, and evolve. And, I mean, you've got to be able to get there with your front four.
Sean, do you consider sacks or reps kind of an overrated stat? Based on all of what you just said, it isn't all about just the sack. Is it kind of an overrated stat that we use?
I don't know. That's for you to decide, I think, Sal. You never want to take credit away from where credit's due. I mean, you look at the great sack artists over the years when, as football fans, we all watch Gastineau, Taylor, all these, guys that had the numbers, so I would never want to take anything away from them. But just when you study the game of how you win games, how you have to affect the quarterback, and I think when you, if a lot of interceptions, a lot of incompletions come from just getting the quarterback moved off his spot, like I've said, affecting his vision, affecting the way the trajectory of the ball, his arm, and so. I don't know if it's an overrated stat. I don't think it's overrated because it's important that you can sack the quarterback. But at the end of the day, at a minimum, you've got to be able to affect the quarterback in some way, shape, or form.
Sean, after turning over the roster for the past two seasons, how important is it to bring a guy now to add some continuity to the roster with a Jerry Hughes who's been with you since the beginning? And how important is that to push forward the message of culture from somebody who's been a part of this team since you arrived?
Yeah, there's two things at work there. So it's the continuity, and it's also rewarding a young man that has done things right. And so, Brandon's done a nice job of balancing the checkbook over the last couple of years. It's been hard, but it's necessary so that we can, when we feel like it's right, target our own and then bring them back. And so Jerry's a good football player. We're not big fans of letting good football players walk out of our room and in our building. So the goal is that players that come to Buffalo and can be in our environment every day, can be a part of our culture, can be in this fan base and experience what it's like to play in Buffalo, that they'll become the best versions of them than they ever were before here in Buffalo. And that's, I think you have already started to see some of that take place.
Sean, you mentioned Matt Milano on that injury list. Does that mean he's good to go? And if so, getting him back, what can that mean for defense?
Yeah, continuity, again, as John mentioned. And we've got a lot of the guys back off of our defense from a year ago. That doesn't really mean anything other than continuity. And so we've got a lot of work to do, and Matt is knocking some rust off, as he would say himself, and yesterday was a good step in the right direction in terms of him getting back in the fold and going full go.
John, how do all these injuries impact what you're trying to do this spring in terms of getting a lot of new faces to kind of gel together?
Yeah, it's as I mentioned from the outset, that's a challenge. And then when you talk about availability, now when we're not available, it's not ideal. Is it going to stop us? No, we're going to continue to work, and that's where the trust that I have, Brandon and myself and our medical staff, that's what they're here for as well.
Did they give you any pause in terms of what you would do on the field in terms of wanting to get through healthy, maybe scaling things back or anything like that?
We always evaluate, and you hate to see guys get hurt. In some cases, these guys haven't been on the field, And that's where free agency is free agency, as they say. And so we've just got to continue to work and build a mentally and physically tough football team. And sometimes you're going to get some dings. Don't get me wrong. That's a part of it as well. So I'd much rather develop a physically and mentally tough football team than, we go play golf every day and everyone's healthy. I mean, there's a delicate balance there.
So, Sean, is the foot injuries?
I'm not going to get into specifics. Definitely the same foot.
Same foot.
Same foot. Yeah.
Coach, with Morse and Bodine not available, you're already doing some shuffling there up front. I would imagine that Spencer is getting the work at center. Well, who's working in the set, Spencer,
and then Jeremiah has been in there as well, and it gives us an opportunity for some young guys to step up. And some other guys like Jeremiah, who's played some center before, to develop some position flexibility as well.
Sean, you had DJ Gaines your first year here. You seemed to have a pretty good season left. You guys, what made you interested in bringing him back?
Well, it always takes both parties to have that interest, mutual interest, and we were interested in him, and he was interested in coming back to us. And again, I think it goes back to Jay with what I mentioned earlier, with guys that have played for the Bills since we've been here and knowing that something's different, knowing that they enjoyed one of the better years of their careers here, and then they go somewhere else and they say, hey, maybe the pasture isn't always greener. And so I think guys like being around this place. They like playing for this fan base. They like what we're doing. And I would also say the guys in the locker room, they're a pretty tight-knit group.
You guys added to the wide receivers group substantially this offseason. What's the message for guys in Robert Foster and the AHL as you know the assistant?
In terms of?
In terms of now they have to compete with, obviously, guys who paid a lot of money to get brought in at their position.
Compete. Compete. Do your job. That's what brings out the best in people. You know, if you're wired the right way, and I expect that Zay and Robert are, and those are two young, good players, that they'll compete and step their game up and continue to develop and continue to grow and evolve. And there's no depth chart this time of year. I've said that before. Guys are out there, and you'll see a guy with the ones, the next day's with the twos. You see a guy with the twos, the next day's with the ones. We're trying to find the right pieces as we evolve and grow and come to the final 53. So.
On that note, Coach, we all know Robert last year, things didn't go so well early on, and he had to work his way back, and he did. What did you see from him in the offseason now that he's back here? What did you see from him as far as how hard he worked and the work he put in the offseason?
Yeah, he's worked hard. He's been around on his own most of the offseason, and again, we're starting to see some of that as well, where guys didn't stay here previous to us getting here. Guys are starting to stay here in the offseason, like Robert, like Lorenzo, like some of the other young guys as well. So that's a positive for us.
Hey, Sean, we got through 15 minutes with no Josh Allen. So you saw him yesterday in an OTA. Finally, what is your impression as he comes back for year two at a very early stage here?
Yeah, first day. I've been impressed with his methodical work ethic and approach. Seems like he understands the work that he has to and we have to do this offseason to get us to where we're trying to get to as a football team. And then offensively as well. He's done a great job, as you guys know, it's been well documented, putting his arms around some of the players that we did sign through free agency, some of our draft picks. And I think that's a great quality to have in terms of the humility that Josh possesses in his DNA and again, the way he was raised. And so that's the first step in leadership a lot of times. So I thought he had a good day yesterday and certainly more work to do the rest of the week.
Take one more, please. Sean, what's the objective for Josh during this OTA process? Is it knocking off rust? Is it honing in on specific things to improve upon? What is his objective for you?
It's the overall football player. And that includes the off-the-field person, too. And we're talking about a young man who's 1 year out of college and is going to continue to experience life and grow and mature off the field, and then his leadership will continue to develop in the locker room for us. And then as the skills and the techniques develop and he puts in the required time to do that, which he has, he'll continue to grow on the field. Just the game, you know, just like any young player, you want the game to be able to slow down. So that what seemed fast last year, maybe 6-8 months ago, will this year just slow down exponentially. And as he continues to grow and get more reps, it'll continue to slow down for him.
Coach, what was the decision to bring number 32 back after such a long time?
Yeah, it's something we did talk about when it was brought up by Perry. And we knew it was a number that was important to him and his family. And so we felt like we would honor that request, and we definitely vetted it out and talked about it.
What was there like reaction? Has there been a reaction to the number 32 being worn again?
No, I would say if you polled most of the players, they probably didn't even realize it, honestly. But we did talk about it as a leadership group for sure.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.